Welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa. Number 18.
It's funny because we always have, I mean, once I get here in the morning, Lisa and I always have a full on podcast that's not even podcasted before we get here. And I'm like, why did we just do a whole entire, and it has nothing to do with anything that we talk about
today.
No, it's probably things that we just don't feel like we can actually talk about on the air. It's probably the better podcast.
I'm sure it's better. Way better. Cause it's more in depth.
It's not filtered.
We really should. I should really just turn on the recording and record it.
Oh, God. I guess if there's one thing, if somebody was like, what's one thing about you that people wouldn't imagine? I mean, I have a potty mouth. I do.
Yeah.
I do. I have potty mouth. Well, keep it clean on here.
Yeah.
And you have to really know me. I mean, I don't just break it down for anybody now.
Break it out.
But if you're my friend, I might surprise you.
We also talk about more personal, probably stuff that people don't really need to know about us or hear about.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the pre-podcast podcast.
Yeah. The pre-show is
better
good.
Than the show.
The pre-show is good. So
we have a lot of people that like the show. You should hear the pre-show.
Yeah. The pre-show is so good better. Stuff. Yes. Yeah. I went to Blue Mercury. I got to say this because I have to wear tubing mascara and a lot of people are like, what the heck is tubing mascara?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. So I've always been kind of a grease face and my mom always said, you'll be happy for it later. It'll help keep your skin young later. Well, I don't know. It's still a fight, but I have the hardest time keeping mascara on. It always would press off on my eyelids and smear. Like the most expensive ones would do that. Well, I found tubing mascara and it literally encapsulates each lash and it does not wipe off on your eyelids at all. But the crazy thing is in order to get it off, you put warm water on your fingertips and they will come off in tubes. So like if you get in water, it's not waterproof because it's not soap and water that takes it off. It's only water that takes it off. So you would think it would come off really easy on your skin. No, but it slides off with water. It's the coolest thing. Anyways, I went to Blue Mercury to go get some, which is on Brookside because everyone thinks, oh, I got to go to Sephora or Ulta. Blue Mercury is the coolest store. It has everything you would need from Sephora or Ulta, except for they have some higher ends that maybe you wouldn't get there. Great customer service. And when I left, because they carry their own, but Jane Iredell also has it. I think that's how you say it. But they actually gave me a sample of her mascara without me even asking. And honestly, really like it. And it comes in brown. If you've had your colors done, I learned that I use brown mascara instead. I left with like a bunch of little samples of things that I didn't ask for. It was just good customer service. It's not overloaded with a bunch of people. Yeah. And it's really a first class place to go to Blue Mercury. And try tubing mascara. If you have a smudging problem, try that.
I have a smudging problem for sure.
Oh yeah. Try that. But it's good. I like it.
But it's outrageous, right?
It was like $28. I mean, no, not anything more than Lancome or something like that.
That's
not bad. So, did you buy anything fun this weekend?
Did I buy anything fun?
Mm-hmm.
I had three packages coming yesterday, because I have that UPS where it tells you what's coming in the mail, and I had three packages coming. No clue what they were, and then one of my friends that lives in Kentucky texted me and said, "Hey, you have a early birthday gift arriving today." I was like, okay, well, there's one down. What are the other two? So it wasn't anything exciting. It was, it was the, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago that I was going to start taking beef organs.
Yes.
It was my beef thyroid arrived that's supposed to help with your own thyroid.
Nice.
And it does smell like cattle when you open up the bottle of beef thyroid. And I took one yesterday and then one this morning. And when you got here this morning, I was sort of having a hot flash of some kind, which I don't even have hot flashes.
I could totally tell. Like, I was like, she looked, something didn't look right. Well, something was messing with her. So she looks back to normal now.
It's supposed to kick in your metabolism and help with your thyroid and stuff. And I feel like something kicked in for sure this morning. Didn't last very long, but it definitely, something was.
Yeah, talking about, speaking of smelling like beef. So I went to Whole Foods and I bought a couple of those little family meals. And this time I bought like the pasta and chicken one. And it had like the chopped up chicken and it had some chopped up garlic bulbs. But they were the whole bulbs and they really looked like the chopped up chicken. Well, you could easily eat a whole bulb, but not realizing it. Well, that's what I did. And I ate two or three of them. Well, Stephen wasn't there that day when it happened. I did it at the lake, and Ty did the same thing. Let me tell you something. I've never, if there's a way you want to ward off anybody in your life, I mean, I heard about it all week. It was coming out of my hair. I
smell
took
of garlic.
Charcoal pills. I took, Stephen was like, I can't even be in the same room. I know. And the thing is, I couldn't smell it at all. I couldn't smell it on Ty. I could, and he, and Stephen is normally not very sensitive to that stuff, because it's normally me like freaking out about a smell that he's made in the kitchen, or I'm very sensitive to it, which has kind of changed over the past 5 years. But holy moly, I could not. I was drinking lemon juice. I was taking charcoal pills. I mean, showering. I could not get it out of me. So I don't even know. You may be like, what the crap is coming off of her? Well, it's
no
garlic that I ate, not knowing that it looked like chicken. It was awful. I'll never buy it again.
Well, garlic's good for you.
It wasn't good for me then, because, I mean, it was straight toxic.
You know, there's a restaurant in San Francisco called the Garlic.
I remember. Yeah.
I was dating this music producer, and so we went there for dinner, and he ordered everything on the menu. Like one of the
outreach.
They had to bring extra tables over, but everything has garlic in it. Every single thing has a ton of garlic. And so it was sort of that same thing for days. I'm like, I reek of garlic.
Yeah. I love chicken Thai wook. Is that what it's called? It's like a Mediterranean plate. Remember that Halim and Mimi's?
Yeah.
And it was like a garlic paste, and it was so good. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I just don't process it very well. I don't know. I won't be doing that again.
But you, Drisha, it does come out of your pores if you eat too much of it, for sure.
Speaking of recipes, we talked about my family was messaging me this weekend asking for a recipe. Oh, because I wanted my mom's Southern tea recipe. My whole life, my mom made tea. Gosh, it makes me so mad that I never paid, because I never wanted to drink her tea. I always grew up drinking milk or water, and I really didn't drink her tea, but she made it the Southern way with sugar and her tea bags and lemon and some mint, but I never watched the measurement. Okay, so rewind to, I remember it was one Christmas, and they were, my dad, I think he maybe lost his job at the refinery when it had closed down. And anyways, money was tight, and she had 6 kids and 30 grandkids. And so my mom was always creative when it came to gifts. And my family was never just these gigantic gift givers anyway. So she'd gotten these inexpensive photo albums, the kind where you like peel back the pages, you know, and she had printed up all of these favorite recipes from our family, everything she'd ever made, from her pot roast to stewed chicken, our empanadas, the red velvet cake. Some of it was in her handwriting, our Grammy D's stewed chicken, just things that were special always growing up. And she made all 6 of us kids all these recipes and put it in a recipe book. And it was mom's favorite recipes, or our family favorite recipes.
That's a great idea.
And I'm telling you, that is the most prized, that has been the gift that has kept on giving forever.
Yeah.
So if you're ever trying to just figure out a gift for your kids, man, that is a priceless gift that now, like, I took pictures. My nieces and nephews ask us for recipes. So I took pictures of everything and sent it to them this weekend. That's just a gift that keeps on giving for generations. Mm-hmm. And
speaking of moms, so I don't know if I've ever told the butterfly story of me, but, you know, coming through cancer and surviving it and then starting over, basically, I felt like after coming through chemo and stuff, and I feel like it almost kills you. And so you have to start over. And with my head, you know, I painted flowers on my head and had a picture made for my mom for Christmas. The only reason I did the painting was for my mom.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I've never told the story. I'll tell it real quick. But when they first came over after the first time to see me bald, my mom couldn't come in the house.
Oh.
Just, you know, your child's bald. And it's like the outward sign that you have cancer. You can push it back and push it back. But when you see someone without hair. And so my dad came in and she stayed in the car. And then she finally got herself to come in. And then when she saw me, she said, oh, well, it's not that bad. And so we sat down in my living room and they started arguing over my perfectly round head, because I guess when we were little and babies, she would turn us over when we were napping so we wouldn't get a flat spot on our head. And then she had a round head. And so as she's sitting there looking at me, staring at me, she said, look how round her head is, to my dad. And that brought up an argument from when I was a tiny baby, and they started arguing about my head. And so my dad goes, she'd get you kids to sleep, and then she'd go in and wake you up to turn you over so you wouldn't have a, she goes, look at her head.
Yeah.
Look how perfect it is. And I was like, are you guys really arguing about my bald head all these years later? And so that was something that stuck out in my head. And so obviously being bald is hard. We talk about that all the time. And so I wanted to do something to celebrate the baldness. On my last chemo day, I actually booked a photographer and a makeup artist and a painter, and they painted flowers on my head. And so through all that, it kind of just became this butterfly effect in my life. And butterflies became very, very important to me just because I felt like I kind of morphed. I look different than I did pre-cancer. Mm-hmm. Hair color's different. And so everything was about butterflies. And I have a page called Life 2.0 because I really feel like I started over a new life. You're different after chemo. Uh-huh. So butterflies, and my mom and I talked about butterflies, and I was this, butterfly. And then the day that she died after I drove home, I was going to try to do this. And after I drove over here after she passed away, I was sitting in my driveway talking to my dad on the phone, and a white butterfly flitted around my car the whole time I was sitting there. And so to me, it was my mom saying, I'm still here with you. Mm. And so one of my gifts I got this week, a friend of mine from Kentucky sent me a butterfly. And so I literally all day yesterday was just in tears because it's so funny how butterflies show up in everything now. I'll go to buy a painting and there'll be like a hidden butterfly in the painting. And I know it's my mom.
You see it.
Yeah. So I love this little butterfly. And so I'm doing a party next week to celebrate my birthday and that I'm cancer free. And I've got little butterflies to put on the little edible butterflies for the cupcakes for in honor of my mom, because I'm kind of doing it in honor of my mom. So it's just funny how things like that just always appear when it's something that's meaningful.
They
to
do.
You. So anyway,
they do. I didn't realize that was the story behind your head getting painted. You need to share that on the page so people know what you're talking about. I've seen it.
Yeah, it was a fun day because I was so sick, and it was supposed to be my last chemo, and I couldn't have it because my counts were too high. And I just really wanted to celebrate the bald head because it represents the fact that you have cancer and you have chemo. And so the crazy story, I have to tell this part of it. The artist, I didn't know her. I just found she came recommended by someone because she does a lot of face paintings. Mm-hmm. And you have to use non-toxic paint, obviously, on your body. And so I had been sending pictures of flowers that I wanted on my head. And I got there and she didn't do anything I wanted. Every picture was different. So she said, when I walked in, she goes, I see a big daisy on the crown of your head. I really want to paint a daisy. And I was like, okay. So she did a big daisy on the back, and then she did some roses on the side. And then on the top, she goes, if you could paint anything today, what would you paint? And I said, flowers, because I love flowers. Right. Flowers are all in my house all the time. And she said, what's your favorite flower? And I said, lilacs, because as a little girl, I used to drive my bike all around Colorado where we lived and pick lilacs for my mom.
Yeah.
And so she didn't know what a lilac looked like. So she Googled it, and she painted lilacs on top of my head. And that's my mom's favorite because I used to pick lilacs for her all the time. So it all is like full circle with back to my mom. And so I had lilacs on top of my head. And then she kind of did like a warrior princess or something. But the photographer gets there and I was not happy because she didn't do... I like the lilacs, but I didn't like anything else because it wasn't anything I had sent her. And the photographer goes, Lisa, I'm just telling you, it's going to be amazing in photos though. She goes, you're going to love it.
It was impressive.
Well, we went to her house. She said, I just keep envisioning you with a white light washed over you. Because I wanted one picture. I didn't care about anything else. I needed one picture for my mom. And so we went to her house and she stood on top of a chair and flooded a white light on me and just had me look up at the camera. And she took it and she goes, and we had 700 photos before that. And she goes, I just got your picture.
That was it.
Yeah. And we both looked at it and we both stood there and cried. I'm like, that's the picture. And then I gave it to my mom for Christmas. I had it framed and gave it to her for Christmas. But
the only body painting I've done was, it was like the night before I was supposed to deliver my creative painting sister, Lynn. Yeah. Well, she had done belly cast. She was doing belly casting. She had belly casted me a couple of times. Well, she had come over and she painted my stomach, and it was, I think it was when that Ed Hardy stuff was like kind of popular or whatever. Well, she had painted Bust Me Out Doc. This is funny because Dr. Gehring, Paul Gehring was my doctor. Okay, so this was my stomach the night before I would deliver. Well, this is still on his Facebook page as his profile picture.
Oh, how funny.
I'm not friends with him or anything on Facebook, but I think
he's your doctor.
That was my OBGYN, and this is still on his. He never had anything. I mean, I remember when we did that, he thought it was so hilarious because he'd never seen anything like that. I'm like, that is still on his Facebook page. So, yeah, that's my stomach.
Speaking of OBGYN.
Yeah.
Talk about your new
idea. Oh my gosh. You know, idea. Obviously. Well, and am I going to do it? No, because I cannot bring myself. But I was like, because, you know, we always talk about castor oil on here. So, and this thing came up and they were like, everyone's talking about castor oil packs and the benefit of that. What the heck? They're saying castor oil tampons. What?
Yeah. I don't even know.
I don't know. And I mean, they're saying it does all these benefits, which I have not looked into it. And even if I did look into it, I don't see myself doing that, which is crazy because, you know, everyone's willing to use toxic tampons. So we've never thought twice about that. But they're saying use it on, obviously, organic cotton tampons, and there's all these benefits to it. Just look into it. I have no idea. Am I going to do it? Nope. I mean, maybe if my life depended on it, but no. But yeah, I'm just like, you know, extreme. You come, it seems really extreme. But man, think of the extreme things we do. Think of that all are the not, other things we do.
Yeah, that are not Botox, great. Right.
Call it.
Just seems so overwhelming because it stays in for a while and it's, I mean, I don't know. I was like, woo, I don't
but
know.
But again, think about all the things we're willing.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah,
so when you really think about it, again, like put it into perspective of the medications we take and keep it in there for a while.
Yeah. No, I think
so.
I get it,
really, just, how crazy is it?
I don't know why that seems so extreme.
I know it does seem
me.
Extreme, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you. I'm not debating that whatsoever, but I'm like, when you really break it down, we're like, I think we're just so conditioned to not think outside the box that we get uncomfortable. But I will say, my friend, she called me yesterday and she told me that I guess she's been doing the nicotine patch. Okay. She bought a 21 milligram. I didn't even know it came in a 21 milligram.
Wow. But, that's a lot.
Yeah. But she said she had been cutting it down when she first started. She has extreme back issues. Okay. Mm-hmm. She has scoliosis and big problems. So she had started out taking that patch and cutting it down even smaller than 1/4. And she was putting it like on her wrist, wasn't getting a whole bunch out of it. Well, the more she read, they were like, put it on the area that you're having problems. Okay. Yeah. So now she's to a whole 1/4 patch. And she said she put it on her low back. And it stays on better because this is her back is the biggest issue for her. She said she has felt such incredible results out of that nicotine patch doing that.
I've seen so many stories where they put it literally where the pain is. And a lot of it's been back pain that has completely taken the pain away.
Yep. And I asked her which one she got. Now, the one she got was called Rugby Clear. And this is not medical advice, everybody. Just so you know, everyone has to do their own thing. We are just here to talk about things we hear. But the Rugby Clear, she got it off Amazon. But even she said, everything she keeps researching or hearing, that people are having just as good of luck with the Walmart brand and the Target brand, just the off brands. Do with that information whatever you want. But she is having incredible luck.
For pain. Yeah. For pain. I keep hearing that. And I have a friend that's a doctor she's a nurse, that says it causes vascular restriction. So you have to be really careful on the flip side of that if you have high blood pressure. And so I had said, well, you know, that keeps me awake at night if I wear the patch. I have to take it off. I can only wear it for a few hours and then take it off because it will hinder my sleep.
Well, I did ask her about that because this person has had heart issues, actually. Like it was an odd issue for her, and she said some people wear have to wear it during the day. Some people actually put it on at night so they don't wake up with the pain in the morning. So it's, you got to make it work for yourself and see how that works. So I know you have given me a patch to try. I still have it in my purse. I've not opened it up. No, because I've been, again, chicken.
Yeah.
I'm a chicken, but I'm going to try it and see because, you know, the whole low back and my hip things, like that's just drives me crazy. It's painful. I just got to figure out, do I want my neck, my knee, or my back?
Where do you want to put it?
Yeah. I always hurt.
I didn't notice any difference, but I didn't have a specific pain place to actually put it where I was having specific pain at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't worn one in a while, but I didn't see a big uptick, but I didn't wear it just maybe once every 2 or 3 weeks, I try it. Because I was the same thing. I had the fear, but I didn't notice. I didn't make my heart race. I didn't notice anything different.
Yeah.
I never felt different when I wore it. I just sometimes forget to do it. But I wish I would have been trying it on my knee when I heard it just to see what it did to the pain. And I didn't think about it to do it. But I didn't see any significant difference in how I felt, which I know some people, they say they have long COVID. It helps with those symptoms, but that's kind of where it all started from is people with long COVID found that that has helped them feel better wearing a patch.
I'm kind of sore. My knee is kind of extra sore. And I was paddleboarding and my dog of all things, and you know, she's 100 pounds and she actually got on the paddleboard with no problem. Like I figured she'd be a little traumatized from trying to do it last year. She was more willing to get on it this year. So just kind of wrestling around with her a little bit. And my knee is really sore from it. So I'm going to do it. I just don't want to get in trouble because of insurance, you know, because I'm not a smoker and all that. So it's kind of why I'm like, I kind of want to ask some questions before I do it. Well, we do all our blood work and everything. And obviously I'm nicotine free. I don't smoke.
Right. Do you have one coming up? Appointment?
I don't know. I got to see. It's like we do it once a year. I want to, I need to find out.
If you did it now and just to test it, it would be in your system.
Yeah. Right?
Do they run blood work specific for
yes, we do a nicotine test.
Police officer piece of it.
Yeah. So I just want to be cautious of that. So, and for anybody else, they need to think about that. Like if you do blood work for nicotine and you base your insurance on being nicotine free, like we do.
Yeah.
I mean,
it will show up in your blood work if they run that test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so I don't, you know, I try to walk the line on that.
Right.
Hey,
have you seen the Bugatti trend on TikTok?
No.
You guys have to try it. I don't know if you can because of your neck, but where you're sitting still and the camera's off to the side and you're sitting down and your husband pulls your feet.
See that.
And then you try to pull him. It's hilarious.
I need to do that. It was funny. And I actually thought, I need to try that. That
you
and I need
try
to try
it.
That cop chasing trend. Have you seen the husband and wives chasing their or the one of the I saw a couple watching each other. They've never seen each other run full speed. Have you seen that one?
No.
And they video, they're like, we've been married 20 years and we realize we've never seen each other run full speed. And it's actually freaking hysterical because, oh my God, you'd never want to see me run full speed now. I mean, it's actually very funny.
I don't even know if I know how to run at this point in my life.
If I had to run for my life now, it would be.
No.
Actually, yesterday I was running and Ty was seeing me run. And what was I running for? Oh, we were at Walmart in Veneta. Okay. And we had to go for something very specific. And we drove 20 minutes to get there. And all of a sudden, every worker in the store came through the store and they're like, hey, you need to check out. You need to check out now because all of our registers are shutting down. Everyone has about 15 minutes, if that, to get checked out. We don't know what's happening and the store's closing. And I was like, what? Like I drove, but why you're running? Why are you? I'm like, because we came here just for this. I got to get it. And he's like, does your knee hurt? Cause I was like galloping through the store. I'm like, shut your mouth and just come with me.
Oh man.
Oh my
Please
God.
Tell me he took a video.
But he was like, mom, does your knee hurt? Are you hurting? I'm like, God darn it. Be quiet. Just follow me.
Oh my gosh,
I literally, I was galloping. So anyways, but yeah, they said, I was asked the manager, I'm like, what's going on? Like, did y'all get hacked? And he was like, all I know is several stores have already had to close over it and all their registers. Yeah. So you haven't heard about that in the news.
Veneta, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what other stores they were talking about, but.
Oh my gosh. I wish you would have videoed that. That would have been hilarious.
Anyways, I did get a blue light screen for my phone. You know, I bought Steven the amber glasses for his blue light issues.
Yeah.
And he was like, those are way too amber. I can't do it. So I just sent them back. And so I'm going to get him the blue light screen. I got me one and I got Ty one. And you can kind of tell in a certain light that there's definitely some tint to it. In normal daylight, you can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get Steven a blue light protector for his phone, and I'm going to get him a blue light protector for his laptop.
Mm-hmm.
I think if anything, that's going to help. At yeah. least some.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I can share that link for the ones that I've got. They're very inexpensive. I mean, I think I got like a 2-pack for maybe $20, maybe. We'll try that and see what happens.
Well, you saw my sleep score.
I know. Today. I'm shocked.
Yeah. It's trending up. Even the app says that my score is trending up. Whatever you're doing,
totally
keep doing it.
It totally is.
And I think it's true. I think it's the light bulb in my bedroom, because you sit in bed with your light on and it's right yeah. literally next to your face. And so now having that red light in there keeps everything so dim and calming and peaceful.
Has and to so, make a difference.
Yeah, because it's, and I also think the peptides are making a big difference too.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I think the red light bulb has made the most difference. And that's pretty exciting to see.
Well, I have a call in to Karen, and I am going to do that 157.
Yeah, you should.
Definitely going to do that. I think that'll help me all over, but I'm going to focus on my knee.
Mm-hmm. You'll see a big difference.
I cannot wait.
I have a friend on the black seed oil, and we were laughing yesterday taking it. It literally tastes like motor oil. And I watched
I love
video.
It. Those, see, I like it.
But you know, I'm the same way with...
It's kind of peppery, spicy.
Yeah. It's bad. I can't get used to it. But tea tree oil is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And I've used a toothpaste for 20 plus years with tea tree oil mm-hmm. in it. And now I love it. And I can't imagine not using it. But it just takes your body's got to get used to that yeah. bile.
Yeah. Because you'll strong. Get used to it. Because like I said, even Ty likes it. I just ordered more last night, actually. And I ordered... Because I don't know how much everyone knows, but, you know, I'm on a big extract deal. I've been real committed to it, and I'm super happy with it. But I added soursop. I ordered it last night, which, you know, they say is a huge, lots of history to that when it comes to fighting cancer. Dr. Sebi, S-E-B-I, people should kind of look into what he says about the benefits of soursop and things like that. Very interesting. So a soursop extract, go to Kola, Kola, sorry. Go to Kola, added that. And I just ordered these last night, so I've not started it. All of it is supposed to really help with inflammation and brain focus. I order all of it from Get Blessed Botanicals. I've kind of stuck to getting... you know, keeping all that with them,
mm-hmm.
which is a mom pop company. I still take, you know, like the moringa,
mm-hmm.
Irish sea moss, things like that. And the black seed oil I get from them. So, but that go-to cola I got from them, and that's supposed to be really good for, like, they say spider veins, cellulite, because of what it does for your circulation and things like that. So I had a whole conversation with ChatGTP about that last night, asking like, what are its benefits? And it's very interesting. So
yeah,
check it out.
I think it's all good.
So, and of course, you know, Steven got bit by a tick, which has been very worrisome. So we're going to focus on making sure he's on this stuff as well to help with inflammation.
Just all of it.
And just all of it. So.
All right. Well, we're out of time. We're way past time today.
Yep.
We didn't even get to half our stuff.
No, I know.
We're going to have to do a 2-hour podcast to catch up.
We are going
to
have to. Or record the first hour. Not.
Yeah. That'll change everything.
Not happening.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye.